This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Secretary of State John Kerry was in Berlin over the weekend talking to his European counterparts about the migrant crisis that continues to grow over there by the day. Kerry said the United States is going to accept 85,000 migrants next year, up to 100,000 in 2017. That's a big increase. There is no small amount of budgeting that's going to have to happen to get all those people here. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer breaks down all the resettlement line items.
The resettlement process starts even before the refugee sets foot in the U.S. with a checkup.
For example, TB is checked for.
That's Leonard Doyle. He's spokesman for the International Organization for Migration, a nonprofit known as an intergovernmental organization that helps resettle refugees. He says once the health check is done, refugees get a little cultural orientation. They're told life in the U.S. may not be quite what you've imagined.
You may have seen a lot about it in the movies, but it's not quite like that.
One refugee organization, Church World Service, even has a model of a U.S. home. Spokesman Will Haney says a lot of attention is paid to the bathroom and kitchen.
They can play with a stove as to see about the knobs, microwaves. We have sample airline seats as well so that people can practice what it's like to be in an airline seat.
The U.S. government gives these groups a lump sum to cover those health screenings and the cultural orientation. It isn't divided up per refugee and varies from group to group. It's different once a refugee arrives in the U.S. The State Department gives nonprofits almost $2,000 per refugee for expenses. Some of that goes toward administrative overhead, but most of the money goes to the refugee for things like food and apartment, furniture and clothes.
And all of this has to be covered for at least a month and sometimes more, usually more.
Lavinia Limon is president and CEO of the U.S. Committee for Refugees and Immigrants. She says if the State Department money runs out before the refugees find a job, the nonprofit turns to the community, churches, and former refugees. The goal is to get the refugees settled in with a job in 3 to 6 months. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.